Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. On a magnificently gorgeous, beautiful day here, I hope you're looking out your window and seeing something beautiful. We need it, don't we? Anyway, have lots to talk about today. In case there is someone who wants to give me a buzz, maybe ask, go visit the cherubim and find out an answer to one of your questions. It is 877-876-5227. Perhaps you want to make some connection to your guardian angel. Or maybe you have a question for Archangel Michael. If you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Something that I'm going to start with, because to me this is very exciting. For those of you who know about the shows, who know about my work and the conference calls, last couple months Archangel Michael has been working on the physical during our conference calls for those people who came on board and joined that, which was quite remarkable. I mean, just think about it. Where has that been a time in our history that we could get on the telephone and talk to members of the spiritual hierarchy? Come on, guys, that's astronomical. I don't remember another time like that. It's a beautiful thing. Imagine that. Anyway, next month, Master Kasumi is going to have a conference call, one conference call during the month of June. And he is going to be working with other members of the spiritual hierarchy, and they are going to be working on the light body. And they're going to be working on a foundation for the light body. He said it might take 2 or 3 months to complete that. And anybody who is interested in joining us, send me an email, carolyn@carolynevers.com. That's C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Carolyn Evers, EVERS.com. This is, to my point of view, really exciting work. And Master Kasumi gives us some information that there's a checkpoint that's placed between dimensions, not only our dimension and the very next dimension, but dimensions throughout the cosmos. And one of the reasons is that souls have to be evolved sufficiently to be able to endure the higher frequencies. So the checkpoint is not that somebody's holding anyone back, but rather it is a function of vibration. The soul has to be vibrating at a level so that if they go to the next dimension and they're not prepared, it would act as an implosion of sorts. So that's the purpose for the checkpoint. And also to keep out those who wish to control others and manipulate the stream of creation for their own use, their own objectives. And so what Master Kasumi is telling us and what Archangel Michael has told us is this next giant step that we take into the next dimension is going to be without the dark forces. They're not going to be able to follow. That in itself is such an incredible thing to think about. So we do need to prepare. We do need to raise our vibrations. We do need to work on the light body. Anyway, I just find that so fascinating. And if there is someone out in the audience who perhaps was on one of our conference calls, maybe yesterday's, give us a call. Tell us what it meant to you. I could tell you what it meant to me, but then that wouldn't be as much fun as hearing from you. 877-876-5227. I was doing a search on the internet looking for a picture of Master Kasumi to put on some of his messages, and of course looking through pictures of the Ascended Masters, I found something interesting. This was a little story about an Ascended Master that I wasn't familiar with. Her name is Portia. And there was a lovely picture of her. And she is the master, often called the goddess of justice or the goddess of opportunity. And I was really attracted to this because how many times have we had the opportunity to do something incredibly beautiful, incredibly wonderful, and for whatever the reason, we didn't take advantage of it, didn't grab a hold of the opportunity, and maybe later kind of feel a loss because we didn't take the time. We're not really, we think we're very busy in today's world, and yes, we fill ourselves with a lot of activities, but there are some things that are really special, that are really important. The opportunity comes our way, and we don't take it with our hands. We don't walk through that doorway and grab that opportunity and make it ours. And that is why I was so fascinated by some information that Master Portia has said. I'm going to read a couple lines. This comes from a website that's called masterinthemaking.com. It's about masters, and this story is about Portia that I found on there. Many a salty tear has been shed. Many have experienced the feeling of deep remorse that has risen within the soul when opportunity to serve has failed. In your earth plane, there are those who have either neglected or ignored and who are no longer with you. How often have you wished that you had the opportunity again to do for them the little things that would have made life easier, to have said the kind words, to have given them the encouragement, to have provided some comfort, perhaps of a small nature, that would have given the loved one an easier pathway through the world of form. Of all sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest of all is, it might have been. Beloved ones, today is your day of opportunity. Today you have a beating heart. Beautiful primal life is given to you. You awaken each morning with that life. You have enough knowledge of it all, as we individually have been able to give to you, and each of you have certain momentums of good in your causal body, certain understanding, certain substance of the good of the world, certain momentums of healing. You have opportunity without limit to assist in the cosmic momentum of each hour. Mankind always seems to look either backward or into the glorious yesterday or forward into the shining tomorrow. They say, if I had lived in that era when that dispensation of Jesus Christ was coming to its height, I would have made things easier for that family. Or they look forward into the tomorrow and say, when I have developed and matured my consciousness and placed my world in order, and when I have done one thing or another, then I shall concentrate the balance of my life to God. Yesterday is gone. And most of us who have lived in the yesterday repeat the patterns again today. Tomorrow often never comes. The eternal now is that which is at hand, that which is yours to serve through the use of life. Now is the opportunity that stands before you. As our beloved sister has written, coming in many disguises, not always blazing her light, only vibration apprises what's to be done. That is right. Do you understand? Be alert for opportunity. Opportunity knocks at your door to help your fellow man, to help mankind at large, to help my beloved Saint Germain in his great endeavor, which has occupied his heart, his spirit, and his prayers for countless centuries. Each day is filled with the gifts of opportunity, and opportunity shall ever remain in the universe. There's more of this, and if you like her story, you might go to www.mastersinthemaking.com and read the rest of it. Yes, we have opportunities. The little things in life, helping someone, giving someone a smile, an encouragement. Nothing too serious, nothing too big, but this is what it is all about. That is what love is it not? Give us a call, 877-876-5227. Love to talk to you. Maybe opportunities that you have taken advantage of or opportunities that you've missed, and perhaps the great regret that's in your heart because you did not take care of that opportunity. It reminds me something of Caroline Allen was talking about yesterday. If you heard our show, she talked about being there at the Trade Center Towers, seeing them fall, seeing two angels who were holding them up, allowing many to leave. It was a beautiful story. Hope you will listen to the archives because I thought it was exceptionally moving how the portal was built by Archangel Michael so she could release souls who were caught in between the two worlds. Beautiful story. But one of the things that she said that you may have missed that I was really intrigued with, we all know about dream journals. Maybe some of you listening to my voice have even kept one. You can learn a lot from dreams. And so I'm kind of familiar with a dream journal. Have learned a lot from them myself, especially if you put next to your dreams what is going on currently in your life, the challenges, the gifts, maybe the blessings that you have received. There's always an explanation in the dreams. And sometimes it takes two or three dreams to hear the whole story. Didn't want to dwell on that because you've heard about that, I'm sure, somewhere. If you follow the spiritual path at all, it's hard to miss the story of the dream journal. But something that she said I was intrigued with, and she said that she also kept a gratitude journal. And that each day, she would put 10 things in the journal that she was grateful for. Well, I thought about that. I'm grateful for a lot of things that comes into my life, and I was trying to think of 10 things yesterday that I was grateful for. If you've had some computer problems or if you've lost something in the house that you can't seem to find, if you sat up all night helping some kids with homework and the next morning when they're ready to go to school, they can't find the homework. You know, the dog didn't eat it, but whatever, you can't find it. It's hard to feel grateful sometimes. And I was thinking about that, sitting down at the end of the evening and finding 10 things you're grateful for. I remember when I was going to school. My golly, that seems like a long time ago. That's a trip in the past down memory lane. I remembered then, as a child, my life was not filled with so many cares, so many busy things. You know, kind of got up, went to school, studied, knew I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. It was kind of easy to find 10 things that you were grateful for. It was a little bit harder. I found two or three that, you know, came into my mind real quick. My daughter and her family who knocked on the door without telling me ahead of time that they were visiting. Yeah, I can really be grateful for that. See the grandkids again. That was a big number one on the list. And then when I got down to two or three or four, finding some things that I could be grateful for was harder. I certainly wasn't grateful for any furniture that needed to be dusted. Now, I could be grateful for the furniture that I had. Couldn't necessarily be grateful for the meal I had to fix with two or three other things that I had to do first. Certainly wasn't grateful for that moment where I had to wipe up the kitchen floor after I spilled something there. And so, finding 10 things. I knew I was grateful, but finding 10 things each day that I could be grateful for, gee, that seemed like a tall order. Until I started thinking about the little things. And it flooded into my heart just how easy it was to appreciate and find 10 things I was grateful for. I was looking for some grandiose things in my life that I could be thankful for. Those were hard finding. But when I opened my door and I saw the flower sitting by my front doorstep, the magnificent magenta color of all of those tiny little buds sitting in the midst of that flower pot, I realized I could be grateful for that. Yes, I was grateful for that. It was a beautiful color. I could be grateful for my eyes. I could be grateful for the sun. I could be grateful for the grass that had been cut. Oh, my golly, I had four things I could be grateful for just opening the front door. And as I walked around the house, I could be grateful for the four tulip bulbs now that I could plant. They were Mother's Day presents. They had bloomed. They were ready to be planted. And yes, I could be grateful because next year I could enjoy them again, and I could remember my daughter giving them to me. I walked around back. And again, I could be grateful for the woods. I could be grateful for the birds. I could be grateful for the flowers. And then, yes, just grateful to be alive. And I realized then, it's not the really great things in life. It's not really those things that the world thinks is so important that one needs to really be grateful for, but to be grateful for those everyday little things that somehow makes life worthwhile, that somehow allows you to feel that you know your place in the world, that yes, you have a place here. And no one is more important than you. No one is less important than you. You are entitled to the space that you hold. You are precious in God's sight. You are a beautiful soul. You are the particles of Source itself. You are. And we all can be grateful in that we are. My friend, give me a call, 877-876-5227. And apparently we have somebody calling in who feels grateful about something. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Hey, I went out and I pulled up mastersinthemaking.com.
Oh, yes.
And from that web page, you cannot get to the masters. You need to add on a couple of more extensions to be able to get over to them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling in with those.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Yeah, so it's mastersinthemaking.com
mm-hmm.
/
right.
Masters / M-I-M, Mary, I, Mary, dot S-H-T-M-L.
You know what I just love about people like you? That we can always place a call out into this wide horizon, and there is always somebody who knows the answer. Isn't that just perfect?
Yes, it's just great that we can do that. So I wanted to enlighten your readers about that. And there's also an index page that they can go to if they search on Masters in the Making Index. And it'll take them to an index page so that they can look up other things as well.
I just love it.
And
you,
I do
dear.
Have a question
for
you.
Oh, you had a question too. Okay. Well, you know, you deserve an answer.
There you have it. Hey, I had a little dog that passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there's anything that she wants to tell me at all.
I'm not sure. Did you send me an email about this?
You bet.
Okay. I will see if we can find an answer to your question. But did you go to the spiritual notebook and see what I had written actually a reading that was done for someone else who had lost a little dog.
I'll go ahead and check that out.
Yeah, if you, because I think it was especially touching, and that is on the Spiritual Notebook. And if you do a search for my name, Carolyn Evers, all the articles that I put in there will come up.
Okay.
And I think you would really be interested to hear what the cherubim, how they discuss the path of the animal.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, I think it was especially touching.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how close someone can become to an animal. I had a cat that we had been very close to,
mm-hmm.
and we were all, I'm trying to think, God, it's been so many years since Dusty died, and yet it is like she is still with us. We still
mm-hmm.
feel close to her, and I think of her often, and one day, it was in the summer, the door was open, and of course there was a screen door there, and I was sitting at the table, and I would swear I heard her meow.
Mm-hmm.
I got up. I ran to the door. I thought for sure there was another cat there that sounded like Dusty, and I went to the door, and there was no cat there. But the other person in the house heard it, too.
Uh-huh.
I felt like she came back and gave us a little meow because she used to sit up on the windowsill and meow to us. And this is just like what the sound that I heard. So
uh-huh.
anyway, that article describes the group souls and how the animal is on a path of learning love and
uh-huh.
that they take that love to the group soul that they are with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so look it up. And anyone else who has lost an animal of some sort. I mean, they're real companions, and some people really feel like they're their children.
Right, right.
So, yes, there is a grieving process sometimes when we lose an animal that is almost close to human.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What was your little dog's name?
Dancer.
Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Was there a reason that you named this little dog Dancer?
When we got her from another woman, she had had her name Dancer at the time, and we just decided to keep her at the same name so it wouldn't be confusing. So,
well, you know, that was smart. Okay, I don't know if we can get in touch with Dancer, but we're certainly going to try, and we will see what comes through, Rebecca.
Well, great. Thank you very much. And I'm going to go ahead and email you those links I was talking about as well, okay?
Okay, that would be fine. Now, give me a minute because I've got to actually go on another energy level to do this. I can't do this on the same level in beta as we're talking. So give me a moment, dear. I don't know if you know this, Rebecca, but I do a lot of work with Archangel Michael. Actually, he likes to be called Mikael.
Uh-huh.
And he is standing here next to me, and he has a dog in his hand, in his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog kind of has his little head bending over his arm. And with his Mikael, with his right hand, is like petting his head.
That's exactly what Dancer used to do.
Who?
Dancer used to do that.
Well, this is the picture that Mikael is giving me. And Dancer's kind of... Dancer really likes this.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, Dancer likes this so much that he's taking his left leg and kind of stretching it out.
Yeah.
Like he's relaxing. Doing a little twitch with it, actually.
Uh-huh.
And now Mikael is running his hand over his back.
Mm-hmm.
Took his hand and ran it over his tail like he's brushing him.
Right. That's exactly what she likes.
Oh, well, what better one could do it.
Yeah.
Then, Mikhail. I'm just watching this scene because there is so much love there. I have worked with Mikhail in so many different situations, and he is one who loves the world so, who loves human beings, who loves the animals, who loves babies. He showed me one time stones, and he says he loves the stones.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he loves all creatures. And so he says this is one of many, that the animals have been given to those on this planet as companions.
As what?
Companions.
Mm-hmm.
That all, whether it is the animal world or it is the human world, all are on a path of evolution. And it is your love that helps such creatures as this.
Mm-hmm.
To expand their understanding, to understand what love is.
Mm-hmm.
And that this, and he's petting his head again, Dancer has given you his undivided love. I don't get a message from Dancer, but the message from Mikhail with regards to Dancer is you fulfilled your contract of love.
Uh-huh.
That the love between you and this animal was on a part that helped the two of you to evolve.
Uh-huh.
And for that, there is nothing greater than a human being can participate in is love. That there is all that there is love. And now he is taking his wing and he is surrounding Dancer so that I am not seeing Dancer anymore.
Uh-huh.
I only see him surrounded by angel wings.
Uh-huh.
So you did well, my dear.
Well, thank you very much.
And
so that is exactly how she is. If he wants to hold her all day, she just loves that.
Do you have other pets in your household?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're just thrilled that she's gone, so they get more attention.
Isn't that the way of children?
Yeah. Hey, well, bless you, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rebecca.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And so for others who might be listening that may have a completely different request, you can call us at 877-876-5227. And if there is someone out there who has been on one of our conference calls, you could call in if you care to, and tell us your experience, what it meant to you. I hear someone now ringing my chime. Who
Hi,
am I
Carolyn.
Speaking to? Who is this?
Hi, Carolyn. It's Nancy.
Nancy, I just knew you'd call. When I said that, I thought, oh, Nancy's going to be on the phone.
Well,
I'm delighted.
First of all, I want to thank you for the conference call this morning.
Wasn't it amazing?
I felt the energies. I started to not see much, but I saw after you were talking about it. So it's a step forward for me.
Yes.
And it's a miracle. It's a blessing. And I can't thank you enough.
Well, as I recall, Nancy, you have been, how shall we say this, a little bit discouraged that you haven't been able to touch those in the next dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that is if one sticks with it, they eventually do develop that sense. And you can see yourself now, you're starting to develop that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That is a beautiful thing.
Awesome. And I love the energies that I felt. I actually felt the energies coming into me.
Isn't that a thrill?
And it's just, wow.
When the energies were coming to you that Mikhail and Mother Mary were bringing, did you see any of the colors?
I didn't see any of the colors, but I really felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen colors before, so I'm kind of curious as to why I didn't see the colors this time. But that's okay. I felt the energies, and that was something totally new for me.
I can still see your crown chakra.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. I can see the pearl. That's probably going to stay with you for another day.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Put your consciousness there, Nancy, and see if you can feel that. It looks like a lotus blossom. The edges are kind of open. They're not so much going in an upward direction. The lotus blossom has opened up so that the bottom edges are kind of, moving below your, in other words, the lotus blossom is on the top. The very bottom petals of the lotus blossom are kind of folded down around your head. And it is still the color of the pearlized color. It's actually glistening like a pearl, you know. It has that like patina on it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what this looks like, and I'm wondering, put your consciousness there and see if you can become aware of it.
You know, I can feel it.
Good.
And I intuitively know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually see it, but I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you described is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so awesome.
It was a very extraordinary gift that was given to you and the others.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing.
Ah, what comes to my mind are those words, amazing grace.
Oh, and you know, I listen to that every day.
Do you? What, the song Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace. I listen to it every day on the way to work.
How about that? What do you have, a little CD?
I have
of
a CD that I have created with special songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazing Grace is the first thing I hear when I get into the car.
Grace is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about grace is that we receive that gift and we didn't necessarily earn it, so to speak. It was just given.
Right.
It isn't like, oh, I did something really wonderful that I deserve this. It's like, you know, you just need to desire it, and it's yours. You need to have the awareness that you wish to desire it, and the heavens open up and they give it to you.
Wow.
Yes, it is so beautiful. And the more you become aware of these little things, the more you will become aware of the larger things. So, Nancy, you're making marvelous progress.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. And you've helped me along the way.
Well, don't ever become discouraged. You know, it's so easy to become discouraged because you say, oh, I want to be able to look into the next dimension. I want to see the masters in their face. I want to see their glory. I want to see all the colors. And we have to be a little patient because it's like one step at a time.
Right.
And here you've already opened that doorway and you're starting to see into the next dimension. You're intuiting it. You're starting to feel it. It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Thank you for calling in, Nancy.
Well, I do have a question
for
you.
Oh, I should have realized.
You know
that. What's the question, dear?
I want to see if any of the cherubims or whoever will come forward can tell me what is blocking me from accepting prosperity. It has been such a struggle for me. And, you know, I say the positive affirmations, and I believe the positive.
Well, you know,
but, you know, it's still a struggle.
My dear, those positive affirmations don't work if there is something that needs to be cleared. Now, you have called at times when Charlene has been on the air or Caroline has been on the air, and you've never brought that one up that I recall.
I was really trying to get the healing taken care
of. Okay, yes, I believe that. Are you able to call this Wednesday?
Oh, definitely.
Call Wednesday when Charlene is there, and let's pull that lack of prosperity from your consciousness. I'm looking at this, and I think what Charlene is going to say is this is something from the past. You see, this is a time of great clearing, as you know.
Right.
And many of these issues that we are facing today are issues that have been brought up in the past. And I had a show one time when we talked about this, how we attract those triggers into our life because we haven't cleared something from the past. And you are now facing this, I don't want to say situation, maybe it's challenge. You have an awareness now of something that you wish to clear.
Right.
And it isn't something from this lifetime. It is something from I want to see if it's your past lifetimes or if it's genetic. It's a combination of both. Call Wednesday. You know, we all do work that's a little bit different. Charlene and Caroline, we're all healers. We just do a little bit different work.
Right.
And this is like their specialty. And it is so amazing how quickly they can clear the DNA of that particular pattern. So what it is here, it's a pattern that you have held in the past,
uh-huh.
And it's a pattern that you are facing now because it is a pattern that needs to be cleared. And I will tell you one way that people can clear this. The beautiful thing is we have healers now who work with energy who can do this very quickly, but this is something that you and everybody else should be doing at night or sometimes when you're meditating. Have you done a scan of your body?
Yes. I started doing that.
Good. You can start at the head or you can start at the feet, and you just put your consciousness there. And when your consciousness scans your body, you look to see if there is some place in the body that feels, well, it doesn't quite feel normal. There's a little bit of distress there, and you feel that it needs to be cleared. You go to that place, and you try and feel the emotion. It is emotions coming forth from the subtle body.
Uh-huh.
And when you feel the emotion, you release it to God's love, and you see the clear it with the white light of God's love, and then seal it with the golden light. And if you are not able to do that with this aspect of prosperity, then call Wednesday, and we'll ask Charlene to clear it for you.
Okay.
I tell you, what is available to us today is so miraculous in my eyes.
Oh, I agree.
I can remember a lot of my past lifetimes, and we just didn't have these things in the past. There was a lot of suffering because people did not have the awareness and the gifts that we have now.
Right.
Talk to you Wednesday.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay. Anyway, folks, give us a call, 877-876-5227. Can you believe that the hour is almost up? it seems like I just got here, and we have 15 minutes left. If you're out there thinking of some question that you have, don't wait to 5 minutes before we're ready to go off, get off the air, and expect an answer. Give us a call now and get in before the end of the hour. And if you're one of our friends in Canada, that number here is 888-810-8322. We are in a holiday weekend, a time when we are remembering brave souls who defended our country. And there were times when we were attacked. I'm thinking of Pearl Harbor, but let us take this call now before we start talking about that. And your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Marcia calling. How are you, dear?
Hi, Marcia. How are you doing, dear?
Oh, I'm doing really well. I really loved your conference call the other day. It was just so perfect. And it really uplifted me. And I had a call. I wanted to ask you, you had mentioned on the conference call that possibly some of the people on the call had maybe experienced a lifetime where they might have known Jesus or Mother Mary or something, and that sparked something, and I wondered if you might be able to look into the records on that.
I'd be glad to, Marcia. This is the place to ask that question. Fascinatingly, something to me, this is so miraculous, how at the different conference calls that we have, so many people who have something in common seem to come together. I find that fascinating because there are people who miss their appointed time. They come another time, and it's like they were supposed to be with that group.
Yeah, well, I thought the conference call was just, perfect the way you described, some of the people that stepped forth to speak, and I've always felt a devotion to Jesus and Mary. But, I just wondered if maybe there was. I'm not sure on this because I have been able to just glimpse some of my past lives, and this is not my area of expertise. But, it's hard to read for yourself.
Don't say
than
that.
It is for another. I mean, I want to also comment on Nancy's progress because she called my show yesterday, and I did a reading, and Archangel Michael came through and said that she'd be able to develop her own intuitive skills very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see how this worked out. So
okay,
isn't that interesting?
Here's what I want you to do, dear. I want
you
to take your consciousness, see yourself standing, and then I want you to take your consciousness, and I want you to look down at your body as you are standing there, and you have robes on that is not from this century. And I want you to tell me what you see.
Okay, well, I'm identifying with the blue robes. I'm thinking of, the robes of the Essenes, possibly. Something blue, something white.
And what do you see on your feet?
Well, I'm feeling as though I might have been there.
What do you see on your feet? Put your consciousness there. What do you see on your feet?
I'm seeing sandals.
Mm-hmm. Put your consciousness around the waist area. What do you see around your waist?
Some kind of a cord of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I want you to put your consciousness around the head area. What is around your forehead?
Well, I suppose it would be like a cloth or veil or something.
No, not suppose. Put your consciousness around your forehead. What are you feeling? Maybe what you need to do is see yourself standing in that body. You had a white robe. It wasn't blue at that time. It was the white robe. It was the sandals that you're seeing.
Oh, okay. It was a white robe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They wore the dark blue at times, but during the celebrations with one another where they broke bread and they prayed, they wore the white, the darker blue was more for travel.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see what is across your forehead? See yourself standing with the robes on and the sandal, and then see if you can feel what is around your forehead.
Hmm.
And if you can't, I'll help you out. There is
a
band.
I'm not sure what I'm seeing. I mean, I'm thinking of things like maybe, you know, a garland of flowers or something.
Oh, I love that. No, it's a band. It's like it's a band around the forehead.
Hmm.
Okay, see yourself in that clothing. See yourself walking down the road. Kind of dusty, kind of warm. The sun is warm. Can you feel that yet?
I can certainly visualize it, Carolyn.
Who's walking with you?
There are others. There's a crowd of people. I believe the master is in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm going to hear him.
Mm-hmm. Move closer to him. Allow yourself to go next to him, as close as you can get.
I'm trying to hear him. I'm trying to draw near. There are many there. I'm feeling as if I'm at some kind of a, you know, I'm thinking of the feeding of the 5,000 or something. There's like a lot of people at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that would put me in the community or not, but it's certainly wonderful.
I'm seeing someone waving to you to bring you closer to him.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps there's someone I know who has maybe a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm. You were in his circle.
Maybe I heard him. Maybe, you know, I've always felt very close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I heard him speak. Maybe I had the opportunity.
You were closer than just being a passerby.
Well, bless you for saying that, Carolyn.
Okay.
I'm not as good at remembering
my own. Take a moment. I'm asking you to try and draw closer. I want
mm-hmm.
you to
okay.
see his face. I want you to see him smiling at you.
I'm seeing him preaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
He is talking to the crowd, but he's aware of you, and he's smiling at you. I want you to see his face. I want you to pull back the curtain, so to speak. I'm seeing him as sitting on what looks like a large stone, large
mm-hmm.
rock, like a sitting stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at you.
Hmm. It's
I think
making
what you
me
need
tremble
to, do,
to think about it.
I think what you need to do, Marcia, when you go to bed tonight,
mm-hmm.
ask that you can go back to that time and that you will remember it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carolyn. That was really beautiful. And I did see his face, and I was seeing his very penetrating eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel are blue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful memory. Wow.
Yes. And when you go to sleep at night, ask to be taken there.
I will. I will do that.
He was like dressed in two garments. The one garment was like a white robe, and the other garment he like wore on his shoulder. That would be the traveling garment that they might use at night to cover up with if it got cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of was like hanging over his left shoulder and kind of brought around to his lap, so to speak.
Hmm, okay.
I think he's expecting you to draw closer. He's inviting you, dear.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That's wonderful. And I think that I'm sort of feeling in this lifetime that I was frightened of the awesomeness of the power. You know.
I think that, yes, that does hit us. It is why Mikael keeps saying to everyone, consider me your elder brother. It's because we have a tendency to put the ascended masters and one so great as Yeshua on a level where it becomes difficult to commune with them as one individual to another. And so, yes, we have put them on a pedestal. And I'm being told to tell you something. And this is something that Yeshua said to his followers. And this was before he gave himself up at the crucifixion. And what that statement was, I will never leave you. I told you I would never leave you.
Mm.
And so he is saying, think on those words as you go to sleep tonight. I told you I would never leave you. And then ask to, does that ring a chord?
Yes, it does. It very much does, because I've heard those words many times before, of course, but I feel that it has something, a special significance for me.
It has a great significance because those who surrounded him, he told us what was about to happen, and we drew back in horror that this would happen, and he accepted it, and he said, I tell you, I will never leave you.
That's very, very touching. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome, dear.
I'll be thinking about that, and I'll send you an email if I get anything more in my dreams. That's wonderful. You made my day. Thank you again,
Life
Carolyn.
Is wonderful, is it not?
Isn't it wonderful? Yes, indeed.
You take care.
You do, too. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, folks, you might have a minute, 2 minutes at most. If you want to call real fast, 877-876-5227. If you don't, we're going to be saying we are moving into next week. In answer to what Marcia was talking about, it is sometimes a difficult thing to accept that many times we walked with the different masters, we lived with them, and we shared their lives. I was very much interested in Master Kasumi's lifetimes. I know I have spent lifetimes with Master Kasumi, and some of the lifetimes that he lived through of course, was St. Francis of Assisi. He was one of the three wise men that we know of, Balthasar. I was surprised when I read, but I shouldn't have been, Pythagoras. So think of how many individuals had shared moments in the lives of these people. Take all of the masters that we think of and their many lifetimes that they have lived on earth. And is it such an extraordinary thing to accept the fact that we passed their path at some point? And so, my friends, I leave you with that thought, that we are all powerful. We are working on this path, and we do this in great joy and hopefully great understanding. Until next week, this is Carolyn Evers sending her love to each and every one of you. Goodbye for now.